A film festival takes place this weekend to celebrate the life and legacy of actress Ava Gardner, a legendary movie star from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It will also highlight her ties to Eastern North Carolina. Ford Parson has more.
Regarded today as one of the greatest film stars of the 20th century, actress Ava Gardner spent much of her young life right here in Eastern North Carolina.
You look like din, Mother. How about you, Miss Phillips?
Thank you. We'll just sit here and wait until lunch is ready.
Miss Phillips, honey, I know you got a beef or two, but why don't you just relax with a little complimentary rum cocoa?
Save them for your friend, Mr. Shannon. I don't imbibe.
And have a little pot. I don't usually serve it to my guests, but you look like you need something special.
Ava Gardner was born on Christmas Eve 1922 in the small farm community of Grabtown, about 8 miles southeast of Smithfield. Ava was the youngest of seven children born to Jonas and Molly Baker Gardner. After the Gardners lost everything during the agricultural depression of the 1920s, they moved into the boarding house at the Brogdon School, where Ava's parents began work. Here, young Ava found many friends in the school's teachers and students. Doris Rollins Cannon is the author of Grabtown Girl, Ava Gardner's North Carolina childhood and her enduring ties to home. Cannon has spent decades researching Ava Gardner's life.
Well, everybody just adored little Ava. She would entertain the teachers and their boyfriends on Sunday afternoon in the parlor. She was a real tomboy.
At the Brogdon School, Ava was never able to get the best roles in school plays.
Ava's voice was so soft it wouldn't reach beyond the first rows of the auditorium. Therefore, Ava had never had a good part in a school play.
When Ava was 12, the Johnston County School Board became unable to pay for the Gardners to continue living in the boarding house. The Gardners moved to Newport News, Virginia, where Ava's parents began work at another school boarding house. After Ava's father died in 1938, Ava and her mother moved to Rock Ridge in Wilson County, where they lived throughout Ava's teenage years. The dark-haired, exotic beauty continued to gain friends and participated in several beauty pageants, but experienced little success.
She was in a beauty contest in Rocky Mount at one time when she was a teenager and either came in third or didn't place at all.
She experienced a big break in the summer of 1939 when a man pretending to be a talent scout for MGM noticed her picture in a New York City photography studio owned by Ava's sister. The photos were sent to MGM, and after a successful screen test, Ava's film career began. Throughout Ava Gardner's hugely successful career, she appeared in many popular films, such as Showboat, The Killers, and Mogumbo.
I could be pea green with jealousy and not hacked up any more than I am already. You know, this is no Sir Galahad who loves from afar. This is a two-legged boa constrictor.
Ava was in several relationships and marriages with famous actors and musicians, including Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, and Frank Sinatra. Those who were in close contact with the movie star say she at times battled alcohol abuse and had a fiery temper. In her book, Ava, My Story, she warns, "When I lose my temper, honey, you can't find it anyplace." During her 30-year career, Ava became close friends with fellow film star Gregory Peck. The two appeared in three films together, including the classic On the Beach.
Then I suppose when the time has come to say, it's been nice, Dwight Lionel.
The executive director of the Ava Gardner Museum in Smithfield, Todd Johnson, says Gardner and Peck remained friends throughout their lives.
When she died in 1990, the Pecks actually adopted her dog. She was an avid lover of corgis, and she had a little pet corgi named Morgan, and the Pecks took Morgan and also Ava's housekeeper and took them to Los Angeles, and Morgan died there and is buried in the Pecks' backyard in Los Angeles.
To celebrate Ava Gardner's life, career, and close connection with Eastern North Carolina, the Ava Gardner Museum in Smithfield is hosting the 8th annual Ava Gardner Festival. The 3-day event will focus on the relationship between Gardner and her co-star and friend Gregory Peck. The festival will include live auctions, exhibits, film screenings, and tours of Ava's home.
On Saturday, we'll have heritage tours, bus tours of Ava's birthplace, the teacherage in Brogdon where she grew up, and also her grave. She's buried here in Smithfield. We're showing movies, the Gregory Peck, Ava Gardner movies, The Great Sinner, Snows of Kilimanjaro, and On the Beach throughout the day on Saturday. It'll be a first-come, first-served basis for anyone who buys admission to the museum. And then on Sunday, we're going to be showing Gregory Peck's most well-known movie, which is To Kill a Mockingbird.
In addition to these events, Johnson says the Ava Gardner Festival will welcome a special guest.
Probably the most important thing that's going to happen that weekend is a visit by Ava's former maid who lives in Sacramento. She's written a book about her life with Ava. The title is Living with Miss G, and her name is Renee Jordan. She will be here that weekend.
The Ava Gardner Festival has been held annually for the past 7 years.
Last year, we had a great response. We focused on the Frank Sinatra connection last year, and we had, I'd say, 1,000 to 1,200 people who came to the museum that weekend.
The 2012 Ava Gardner Festival will take place this weekend at the Ava Gardner Museum at 325 East Market Street in Smithfield. For more information, visit the ENC events page at publicradioeast.org. I'm Ford Parson.